Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, you have reached Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White from downtown Lilydale, New York. Well, spring is in the air, the birds are beginning to sing, and we could feel it. And the rumor is, and this is not a prediction, the weatherman told me this, that warm weather is coming to western New York. And so we're very, very happy about that. So here we are, Journeys of the Light, downtown Lilydale. And if you have a story about healing or a mystical experience or angels, we would love to hear from you, okay? On board here tonight also, we have Joyce in the studio. How are you doing tonight, Joyce?
I'm doing terrific, John. And to all of our listeners, those of you guys who might be tuning in for the first time, you're listening to Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White, a registered medium in Lilydale, New York, the world's largest spiritualist community. We're about an hour south of Niagara Falls, and we are just starting. We're about, I don't know, John, we could say 5 weeks behind most of the rest of the country in terms of getting some flowers and greenery, but things are starting to look really beautiful here. And John, what do we have coming up for classes here in Lilydale? Just to let people know if they're interested in developing their mediumship and their intuition, you have one coming up, I think, this weekend at Santosha Online, right?
Yes, this coming weekend at Santosha. It's from Hamburg. We have a class. Williamsville, I'm sorry. We have a class, and it's about the seven natural laws of the higher self and using the natural laws to develop mediumship, okay? And so before the end of the show, we will give you a phone number where you can reach and register for that class.
And now, John, you've been talking a little bit more about the natural laws, which is something that spiritualism is sort of a pillar of spiritualism. Now, tell us about why in this past half year or so, you've really been thinking so much about the natural laws. I know that you're good friends with renowned spiritualist medium Marilyn Autry, a very famous medium out of Casadega, Florida, who spends some time up here in Lilydale. We expect her to be back, if not this summer, then next summer. Very, very amazing woman who we did a show with just a few months back when we were in Florida. But can you talk a little bit about why the natural laws are so important?
Okay. Well, you know, spiritualism has this in its books. It says, we make our own happiness. Our unhappiness as we obey or disobey nature's physical and spiritual laws. And so most of the time, if you ask a person, what are the natural laws? And they're not really sure. Okay? Now, they know that gravity is one of the natural laws of one of the physical and natural laws, but there's all sorts of spiritual natural laws also. Now, some of you, perhaps a lot of you, have heard about that book called The Secret. And The Secret talks about the law of attraction. Okay? So here's a saying, what is yours will come to you. Now, here's a natural law. Your future is a byproduct of your thinking, and you're making your own reality because of what you think. All right? And so attraction, the law of attraction, is one of the natural laws. The other natural law is the law of karma. Cause and effect. Another natural law is balance, trying to keep things all in balance. Another natural law is the law of forgiveness. As you forgive other people, then also God forgive you. So when you think about it, the natural laws are very common. Another natural law is the law of gender. Another natural law is gender. Another natural law is the law of one. Okay, for instance, Here's one of Einstein's things. Probably some of you heard me say this before. It's all energy, that's all there is to it. Create the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but to create that reality. This is not philosophy, it's physics. So one of the natural laws is everything is energy. It's a manifestation of energy. Now, here's the law of one. There is no such thing as your mind and my mind and God's mind. There's only one mind, and we all live and move and have our being in it. So for those of you who are Beatles fans, to remember George Harrison singing a song a long time ago, without going out of my door, I can know all things on earth. Without looking out of my window, I can know the ways of heaven. Arrive without traveling. Do all without doing. No need to leave your room. Remain seated at your desk and listen. And so one of the natural laws is you are not in the world. The world is in you. Okay? Now, the yogis talk about this natural law. The yogis talk about this natural law. And the yogis also talk about the natural law of meditation. So when you meditate, you actually change your brain waves. You change your frequency, and you go into a higher frequency. Spiritualism, when we talk about mediumship, and also in the Bible, you can talk about the different gifts of the Spirit. And one of the gifts of the Spirit is the ability to discern the Spirit. And that's called mediumship. So if the sacred angels call your name to be a medium, then it is also your responsibility to change your frequency, to put yourself in a higher frequency so that you could attract higher beings. And so anyways, this coming Saturday, I'm going to be teaching a course on the natural laws. And also at the end of the summer, Joyce, the weekend, Labor Day weekend, I always like to start off by teaching the natural laws. Because if you teach the natural laws and how the higher mind thinks, okay, then it's better for you to develop that in order to become a medium. Okay, so Joyce, I'm going to go find out now when that exact date is. Thank you.
We can look that up. That is actually Saturday the 16th. Saturday the 16th. And if you Google Santosha, and that's S as in Sam, A-N-T-O-S as in Sam, H-A, Santosha. If you Google Santosha, you'll be able to find all the information you need, but we'll provide it a little bit later on the radio show if you're interested. John referred to at the end of the summer, Labor Day weekend, is scheduled here at Lilydale. And if you're listening and you're wondering, you know, what's going to happen at Lilydale this summer, if you've heard Governor Cuomo speak at all in his daily press briefings, he's sort of taking things kind of day by day or week by week. And, you know, so Lilydale's what they call an attractive nuisance, which is maybe not the best name for it. But what that means is that, it, you know, we attract people from all over, people from, you know, outside of the state and sometimes even outside the country. We get a lot of Canadians here. And he's trying to push that off until, of course, it's totally safe to do so. And he said, basically, when the entire state opens up, that's when, you know, institutions or organizations that are considered an attractive nuisance, which would also be the Omega Institute or Chautauqua Institute or the racetracks and things like that, that's when they can open. So that may conceivably be the last weekend of June, which is coincidentally the opening weekend for Lilydale. So just keep checking the Lilydale website and you will you know, see updated news, and we will keep you posted as well on the radio show. So now, if you're interested in sharing a story of a spiritual or mystical nature, or sharing a story about a healing, an encounter you had with a loved one in spirit, or Jesus, or an angel, or Muhammad, or, you know, whoever you may have had an encounter with, tell everyone about it. We would love to hear from you at 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And if you're a little bit too shy to call in, you can feel free to text us, 716-467-5552. Again, that number is 716-467-5552. And John, actually, we already have a few callers, and we have someone who is a repeat listener who texted us a question. This comes from Stacy from Rochester, New York. Stacy has a follow-up question. You connected to a few men in spirit for her a few weeks ago, and she's wondering if you can sort of follow up with that. She said, two men in spirit gave her a message that they were proud of her for writing her story instead of being written into someone else's. They also said that I've meditated on the situation between myself and the one man's son. They said that my take on the situation with the man's son is correct. I've finally taken some corrective action on my part, and I've been trying to stay emotionally glued together. Is there another message from either of the men in spirit for my second phase of getting through this emotionally and to keep moving in the right direction?
Okay, thank you. You know, when I when we do this, what I do, if just in case you're wondering, I go into my mind, I enter a daydream, and I see pictures and visions. And so the very simple but clear message I got is for her to follow her truth. Now, that may sound simple, but it's very profound. To follow her truth, okay? Because in the end, it's going to work out in a very, very delightful way, and you'll be very pleased. And the people who haven't really considered you before or thanked you before will basically be very happy that you have followed your truth. And that's exactly what I'm getting. Okay. And Joyce, you know that a lot of the courses may be held online this year. Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about that? How, if you can't get physically here, you can take a lot of these different courses online.
Okay. Well, that's of course something that the Lilydale Board is deciding and trying to move towards, as a lot of other institutions are. You know, even Chautauqua Institution, which is world famous, about 25 minutes from Lilydale. That's why I mentioned it earlier. You know, a lot of people are going to be doing classes online. And at Lilydale, all of the teachers have the option, all the teachers scheduled for this summer to teach at Lilydale have the option of teaching online and in person if Lilydale is open. So I know that you guys who have been to Fellowship of the Spirit right outside the gate may have zoomed in and done a class that way. So it'll be new for Lilydale, though. So just keep your eye out on the website, and you can get the updates, you know, on a weekly basis. So the board meets every Monday. So that's sometime after that is when the new information will come.
And the website is lilydaleassembly.org, O-R-G, lilydale.assembly.org. Is that right?
Just one dot.
Oh, thank you. Okay, Joyce, do we have anybody online?
So actually, we do have several people online, and let me just catch you, one of our listeners who sent us a question by text. This is from Sarah in Buffalo, and Sarah wants to know if her spirit guides have anything to communicate to her about her finances. She's thinking about making a move, and she's really on the fence about it, and she's wondering if her spirit guides can tune in.
Okay. Now, the first thing I get, this may not be what you asked for, but as soon as I tuned into you, I got a feeling of Reiki and Reiki healing. So if you're not doing that now, I believe that obviously will be developing around you. So as I look into your energy, it really does look like you're a counselor. It really looks like you have people communication skills. And so if I were you, I would be pursuing that route, okay? And I get a feeling, so whether you want to call yourself a spiritual counselor or a coach, coaching other people, I really sincerely feel that is the direction that that you should be going in.
Sorry, she actually texted a follow-up question, and she wants to know if you sense her, if her spirit guides are talking at all about her mediumship and psychic gifts.
Okay. Yes, because as soon as I tuned into you, I saw energy around you, and Now, all forms of mediumship is for the purpose of healing and helping and encouraging people or coaching people. But I really felt healing, healing around you. Okay. And as time goes on, I also see, since you have communication skills, the ability to share what you know with other people. Now, I'm in your future, remember, because when we're in our timeless mind, we can see future possibilities. So specifically, I saw you having your own radio show that may be very similar to what we're doing here in your own way, but I can definitely see that with you.
Okay, thank you. And before we move on to our next caller, we actually got a few people that emailed in, and they wanted to know, John, in this time of uncertainty with everything going on, if you can tune in, see what Spirit is saying. They said there's a lot of conspiracy theories, and they'd like to have some clarification about trusting what's happening right now at large in the United States.
Okay. Well, you know, there's always conspiracies that are going on. Okay. Unless you ask me a very specific conspiracy, there's so many. There's too many to count. Okay. But yes, I really feel intuitively that what will be happening is, you heard of the book 1984, when the government is watching everybody, okay? Well, because of this virus, in order to check on you to see if you're well or not, that will be stepped up, okay? So the government will be doing a little bit more of that. So that's not a conspiracy. That's actually fact.
But I guess the question is the government taking these steps for the reasons they say, and then they're just going to go ahead and abuse their newfound powers, or was that the original part of the plan?
No, that's not the original part of the plan. Remember, this is not a political show, so I'm not going to get into any of that. But I heard one government person say a long time ago, never let a good opportunity go by.
Thank you. And for those listening who want to call in and ask a spiritual question or connect with a loved one in spirit or to share a story of a spiritual or mystical nature, the number is 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And I do apologize. For some reason, the last couple of weeks, we've been having some technical difficulties with the switchboard. So I am trying to screen your call so you prize when we put you on the air. But the first caller we have here, actually, I couldn't get through on the switchboard. So you are live on the air. Can you hear us, caller?
Hello.
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 How are you today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I don't know
where you're calling from.
Los Angeles.
Okay. Okay. And I didn't mean to cut you off, honey. What is your question?
I'm so open to the process, and I'd love to hear from who's ever on the other side that wants to come through for me.
Okay. Well, I don't know who this is, but there's a very. It's going to sound funny. There's a very handsome man from the other side of life, very well dressed, who is here. I don't know who they are.
Okay.
But they, do you know who possibly, I don't know how to put this. Do you know who possibly this would be? I don't know who they are. I know it's family or someone that knows you very well, but they're very well dressed. Do you know someone like that?
I guess everyone was pretty well dressed.
And your family? Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Is your father passed on, honey?
No, my father's still here. But my grandfather's
Your grandfather's
passed on.
Okay. Now, sometimes the grandfathers come in a fatherly way. Okay?
Sure.
So first of all, I want to say hello from them. Okay? I'm trying to figure out who this young man is. Very well dressed. I can't figure this out. Do you know somebody who smoked a pipe?
My grandfather smoked a cigar.
Okay, So unless I'm misinterpreting this, and it is possible, I believe I am smoking. I was not smoking. I do believe that I am smelling a pipe. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Let me see what else I get. If somebody were to come and offer you roses from the other side of life, who do you think that would be?
Well, that's really wonderful. My business project has roses in the logo.
Oh, my God. Well, maybe you're being helped in a way. Okay?
Yes.
Maybe you're being helped. And maybe you're being helped.
I could ask a very odd question. This person that's very well-dressed, is it a celebrity? I've had a celebrity that's come through a couple of times for me.
Well, let me tell them, though, that they I still smell the roses for some, and I'm seeing a rose.
Okay.
And it's almost like I sense, this is going to sound funny again, I sense a very nice pinstripe suit. Okay.
Okay.
And it's almost like I sense a little mustache on them. Okay. Now, I don't know if I'm supposed to, I think it's Clark Gable. I don't even know. Would you know who Clark Gable is?
Yes, I would know Clark Gable.
Well, it feels like that energy. Okay.
Well, I need to let you know that I worked at MGM, and my mother worked at MGM, and he was a very big MGM star.
Oh, my God. Okay. See, now, the more we talk, the more we get.
Yes, that's wonderful. Thank you for that opportunity.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'll tell you why you might be right, or you are right. Because I live by a hospital that treated all the stars. And before the COVID, I went into the cafeteria, and there was this magnificent black and white picture of Clark Gable.
How do you like that, eh? That's called synchronicity.
That's wonderful.
You know,
thank you.
Again, so when I really sensed him. I didn't really see him. But let me say something funny. He felt his energy was really, it was an elegant energy, a very handsome energy.
Sure.
I don't know if he ever had a little mustache or not, but I kind of
yes,
sensed that.
Yes, he did. Uh-huh.
Okay. So hello from Clark Gable.
Isn't that wonderful and magnificent?
It is wonderful, honey. Thank you so much for calling us.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. And, John, next we have Nancy. She's calling from California, and she wants to know if you can tune in to her spiritual gifts.
Okay. You know, as soon as I tune into you, hello, you're here. Okay.
I'm here.
How are you tonight? Okay.
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
You know, as soon as I tune into you, I saw the word clairvoyant. Okay? Now, all mental mediumship uses the ability of clairvoyant, which simply means clear seeing. Okay? But I'm also being told that you're very highly clairsentient, which means that you'd be very empathic and you would feel things. Now, do you know who Edgar Casey was?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Now, he would be known as a medical intuitive, okay? And so medical intuitive is the ability to, you know, to tune into a person's health intuitively. And I kind of feel that energy around you also when I'm tuning into you. Do you know what psychometry is?
Yes, it's holding on to an object of some.
Yeah, so I get that feeling with you also. And so your hands are very sensitive. It's just in case people don't know what psychometry is that, you know, everything we touch, we implant our energy and information on that object. So in the Bible, it says we all leave our imprints on the sands of time. So as I'm tuning into the psychometry part of you, that would also do with healing with you. Are you a Reiki healer?
I've done Reiki before, but I haven't used it.
Okay. Well, the energy is in your hands. I'm really sensing the energy in your hands. Okay? Now, good. Now, full listening, and very briefly, do you Do you have a story, a short story for us about how you came into this, or one of the ways that you used your intuition?
Yes. All my life I've had spiritual experiences where I was a teenager, and I actually had a visitation from either a guide or an angel that gave me a message to give to my mother about love, about her mother. And this happened, I guess, in that stage where you see the room and everything, but you're drifting off, but you're still in probably in another dimension. It was very real, and, you know, I can remember every detail. But ever since, I've had similar experiences, but in different sectors.
That's beautiful. I've had similar experiences also. And it's nice that that you and I, people like us, talk about these experiences, because a lot of people have these experiences and they don't understand them at all. Okay? So I know that you would agree with me. It is normal and natural to have these experiences. Do you think it's normal and natural to have experiences like this?
I feel it is.
Well, of course it is. Of course it is. Of course it is. Now, is there a very specific psychic question or mediumship question you'd like to ask us tonight?
Yes. Basically, now I'd like to know how I can use one of those gifts to be in service now in my life.
Okay. I believe I saw you teaching meditation. Now, whether you want to use the word meditation or mind development, okay? I'm very clairvoyant, so everything I say to you within reason, I see mind pictures. So I saw you standing in front of a class, and you were instructing a class, and you were helping them to guide them through meditations, and you're helping them to understand how their own intuition works. And okay, you pray to the angels, don't you?
Oh yes, I believe in the angels.
Because I could feel the angels around you. Okay. And I do feel, and I'm very sincere when I say this to you, I feel that you do have a higher calling, okay? And you could say that the Holy Spirit has called your name, and now I feel as though they would like you to share what you know with what you know about your mind and intuition and how it works with other people. And if you agree to that, they will help you to get in touch with the people that will help you to do just that. Okay?
Oh, beautiful. That's what I do pray for. I've always been praying for that. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much for calling us. God bless you, honey. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, caller. And Nancy, you are listening to Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White out of Lilydale, New York. And now, John, we actually have a few more callers who are waiting to connect with you. And we also had someone who texted a question, Nellie from Virginia. Nellie wants to know, she has two questions. She wants to know, one, is she following the right path? And two, are her spirit guides giving any message about her physical well-being, anything about her physical being?
Okay. So as I'm tuning into you, this is kind of really a soul answer. You know, deep down inside of your soul, you're following the right path. There's no doubt about that. So you don't need someone like me to tell you that. Okay. The other side of the story is about your health. I'm not really sure why, but I get a feeling you're not getting enough rest. You're not getting enough sleep. Well, you're one of those professional warriors. I can feel that. I can feel that right away. Okay. And so it's good that you listen to music. Now, you know, music is a natural law in music. It has to do with vibration and frequency. It's beautiful when you listen to music, because music to you is extremely, extremely healing. And also I get a feeling. So I'm not allowed to tell you that, oh, you should drink more water, take vitamin C and things like that. So I won't, but it's a pretty good idea. But I get a feeling getting out and exercising a little bit more. Now, just going for walks. Now, some people listening to this say, well, that's kind of mundane. No, it's just for real. By helping you to to get back into your body. Your body misses you. I don't know if you've ever done yoga or not, or something very similar to that. But I'm looking at that. I'm looking at that also. I'm also tuning into you, and I feel as though at some time in your life you used a mantra. For people who don't understand what a mantra is focusing on a specific sound with a vibration that helps you to focus focus your mind. And I'd like to thank you for calling in today.
Thank you. And John, next we have Nathaniel. He's calling from California, and he wants to know if you can just tune into spirit. He has a whole lot of things that he wants to know about, and he's willing to hear about any or all of them. So Nathaniel from California, he's on the line now, and if you have any insight from spirit as to a job or a future love or anything, Nathaniel, are you here with us?
Hello? Okay, well, I'll just tune into him. Anyway. Okay. For some reason, I don't know if I'm in a new apartment or feels like I'm fixing up a new apartment or fixing up a room. I kind of doing feng shui, like getting rid of all the clutter, that which will help you to focus. You seem to be very much in tune with Mother Nature. Now, sometimes, you know, we have spirit guides around us, and I get a feeling of what I would call a North American Native medicine man that's with you. So if you've never done anything, what is known as a sweat lodge or some North American Native rituals that have to do with invoking the beautiful white light, I can see you doing that also. And I also saw you sitting in a sweat lodge. A sweat lodge is what the North American Natives would do. It's one of their spiritual rituals. There's a lot of North American Native energy around you, okay? I just want to call you Brave One. Now, I don't know how to say that in Cree, but I just get a feeling of if you were North American Native, or your spiritual North American Native name or your medicine name is Brave One or Braveheart. Brave One, Braveheart. That's what I see with you. And thank you for tuning in with us.
Thank you, Nathaniel from California. I hope you got to hear that. Next, John, we have Brenda on the line. She's calling from Kentucky. Her daughter has a serious illness, and she wants to know if you could tune in for her. Brenda, are you here with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Brenda. Now, you know, we have to acknowledge that I'm not a doctor, okay? So
yes.
We have to... Okay, good. Now, just say the name of your daughter, honey.
Nancy.
Okay. Okay, you just say yes or no. Is there something going on with the respiratory system?
She has breast cancer.
Okay, I'm not part of the body then. Okay. Now, again, this is very serious, and I'm not a doctor. Let me just talk to you for a moment. The three causes of diseases are genetic, environmental, and emotional. Okay? This is only my interpretation. I get a feeling of this is environmental. I do believe that this is environmental. What is the name of the doctor that she sees?
I really don't know because we're sort of estranged from each other. She won't have nothing to do with me since my husband passed away.
Okay,
so I really
honey.
Haven't. Yeah, and I just happened
okay.
to find out through the grapevine.
Okay, honey. Okay. Okay, I believe that you can get. I can believe that you can do this. Okay, now let me ask you a question. Did your husband have a hard time walking, or was he in a wheelchair before he passed on?
My boyfriend did.
Your boyfriend. Okay, then your boyfriend. The spirit of your boyfriend is here. Okay.
Oh.
Now again, this
really?
is all. This is only my interpretation. I get good feelings of about your daughter being able to pull through this, okay? But I get a feeling it is true that she does have to. It is true that she does have to listen to her doctor, okay? And your daughter lovingly is a little bit stubborn, stubborn-minded. But I feel as though, and I'm very sincere about this, I feel as though if she listens to the doctor, that she'll be okay. And that's exactly what I get, honey. And hello from your boyfriend. Isn't that sweet? Oh, God bless you. And thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
And, John, just for those listening, you mentioned the three causes of disease are genetic, environmental, and emotional. What do you mean by environmental?
Okay. Environmental is that everything you put in your mouth ends up being good medicine or bad medicine. What is good for one person is not good for another. Environmental means also the air that you breathe, the environment you live in. That's what we mean by environmental.
Okay. And you are listening to Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White, a Lilydale registered medium. And if you'd like to call in, the number is 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And if you'd like to text us a question, the number is 716-467-5552. And on the show, of course, we talk about mystical topics, metaphysical, connecting with your loved ones and spirit, your spirit guides and angels, and stories of spiritual healing, mystical healing. Now, John, you had an experience of healing from the other side that resulted in a very powerful physical healing. Do you want to tell our listeners about that?
Okay, well, in a nutshell, I've had quite a few different healings, but many, many years ago when my daughter was, before my daughter was born, I had kidney stones. And for those of you who know, that's not a very pleasant thing to have. So I didn't want to go off to the hospital because I'd been there before about that whole thing. So I was just simply listening to Jesus on a CD, going through the different temples in his time healing people. And as I fell asleep, all of a sudden in my mind, literally Jesus showed up in my mind, and he touched me, and I woke up in my physical body in this world without any kidney stones. And so, yes, we can get healing from the other side of life.
Thank you for sharing that. And just a little recommendation, I'm not paid by Netflix to say this, but if you are interested in any type of entertainment about Jesus or the supernatural, we just binge-watched Messiah. Highly recommend it, Messiah on Netflix. And John, can you tell our listeners a little bit about how you came into mediumship?
Well, how I came into mediumship is simply the Beatles went off to India and I was playing rock and roll music. And my friend said, why don't we learn how to meditate? Well, I thought, well, that's kind of an interesting idea. And so I learned how to meditate. And for those of you out there who remember transcendental meditation, and so I went off to learn transcendental meditation. And after 3 days of meditating, I started having psychic spiritual experiences. So that's how it all started, okay? And throughout the years, I've carried on different forms of meditation. I've also do now something called Vipassana, V-I-P-I-S-S-N-A. It's called insight meditation. So one day I learned how to meditate and it changed everything. So we don't know what door we're going to open, okay, that will actually change your life. But I also personally believe that I lived before in one of my lifetimes. I was in Tibet and I was also obviously in India. And so by learning how to meditate in this lifetime, it just awakened something that was already inside of me, awakened something that was there already. And for those of you who know me personally, I'm always talking about meditation and how important it is. And we mean that literally.
Okay. When you first came to Lilydale, how long ago was that, by the way?
Well, I first came to Lilydale approximately 30 years ago. I really got a lot of my training in Montreal, Canada, with the Spiritual Science Fellowship, where I got to study literally with people from around the world, including the Dalai Lama, and many, many different yogis. 30 years ago, we came to Lilydale, and I was just coming to visit. And after being here for a little while, we fell in love with the place, and so that's history. And being in Lilydale is really a profound experience because, again, in our average summer, there's 25 to 30,000 people who come here. And there's also teachers, Joyce, from different parts of the world that come and teach here. And a lot of English mediums come here. And we have people from Australia. And, of course, Canada is only about an hour from here. But I came to Lilydale a long time ago. And Lilydale, yes, is the largest spiritualist community in the world. And when you're here in the summertime, you can go and watch different mediums work. You can go to the healing temple and get healing. You can go to different classes. For those of you who are out there who want to develop your mediumship, imagine coming to a community where you can go to class every day. And if you feel inspired, you can stand up and give messages to people. So it's an excellent place for our development. It's actually, you might as well say it's a university. It's one of the higher spiritual universities, free-thinking universities for developing your mediumship. And what brought you here, Joyce?
Actually, I had read a book by Anne Gaiman called The Priest and the Medium. And it was all about Anne Gaiman's life. She's a pretty well-known medium, and how she met her late husband now, Wayne. What's Wayne's last name? Okay. Anyways, Wayne was a Jesuit priest, and it has a story of how they met and how they managed to click with such different, you know, philosophical, spiritual backgrounds. And I found out that she was teaching in Lilydale, New York, which was about 500 miles from where I lived. And I thought, that is a really great coincidence that I can drive there. And she was teaching a workshop in about 4 weeks, and my work schedule happened to allow it. And so I drove my little butt right out here and took her workshop and connected with people in the class. That was in 2011, and I still talk to those people. And, you know, that's one of the wonderful things about Lilydale is that it's actually pretty magical. It's not just the mediumship that happens here. It's the connecting with the other people that come and visit. It's a very, very special thing. A lot of people form friendships here pretty fast, and they last for many years, sometimes a lifetime. You know, people come here searching for truth, searching for messages from spirit, trying to find peace and solace, connecting with someone they lost in spirit. You know, it's mediumship and your spirituality is such a kind of a rainbow of experiences, and it's such a journey that can run the gamut from, you know, your darkest hour to absolutely blissful. And, you know, the mediumship here is meant to help and heal people, and it really does that. And it's the mediums here who do it, but it's also the visitors that come and make it really special and really magical.
Okay. And we also have different mediums here who work with healers, because all forms of mediumship is for the purpose of healing and encouraging. And what we teach here, I like to call it helping you to become intuitively literate. That means understanding how the intuitive mind works and understanding how we can put that all together.
Okay. So if you like this show, please tune in again next week and every Wednesday at 8 p.m. And if you're interested in mediumship in general, you can listen to the other radio shows by the other mediums. Here at Lilydale, Celeste Elliott, a wonderful medium and friend of ours. She is on Thursday mornings at 10 a.m., so you can tune in. Tune in bright and early tomorrow, 10 a.m. Well, for some people, that's bright and early. Thank you so much. Good night, and God bless. We hope you join us again next week.
And thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.